You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and this is episode 994, hour number 3. Just a note, if you missed any portion of this program, the first couple of hours, you might have, if you're listening to one of our great stations that has to truncate You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 994, hour number 3. My name's Max. If you missed any portion of this program, hours 1, 2, or this coming hour 3, you can always hear the entirety at radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL, radioforall.net, under Martian Gardens, and there's plenty of them there. I upload the entire hour, although sometimes I have to truncate a little here and there for the terrestrial stations so they can get their public service announcements and things like that in the hour. But without further ado, we'll hear the first of our 3 selections in this hour, which will include Stockhausen's Ceylon, Alvin Lucier's Ever Present, and Philip Korner's Pulse Polyphony. The first one, it's running 23 minutes, is called Ceylon, after the country of Ceylon, which is now known as Sri Lanka. And it was known as Ceylon up until, I think, 1972, and that it was in the 1960s that Stockhausen visited Ceylon and was very taken with the native music of Ceylon. And so this is the inspiration and music of Camel Bells, Triangle, and Synthesizer, performed by Peter Utvush. Kandy, that's with a K, is in the capital of Sri Lanka. Kandy Drum by Stockhausen. Modulated Piano by Elias Kantarski. And Electronium performed by Harold Boji, with Tam Tam by Joachim Christ and Christoph Kaskel on... also on Tam Tam, and sound projection by Tim Souster. This was recorded at the West German Radio, April 14th, 1975. A 1970 composition by Stockhausen. This is called Ceylon, and this was released on an LP in 1976 on Chrysalis Records, including the compositions Ceylon and Bird of Passage. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 994, hour number 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 994, hour number 3. That was Karlheinz Stockhausen, a piece called Ceylon, and that was from an old LP, as you could probably hear. I don't know if that's ever been released on digital media. I'll have to look for it. That was salvaged from an old record from my old radio station, and I'm glad I did it. It's a beautiful piece, Ceylon, for percussion instruments and electronic instruments and sound projection, recorded at West German Radio, April 14th, 1975. A 1970 composition by Stockhausen, inspired by the music of Sri Lanka, which was then still called Ceylon. Oh, that was released on Chrysalis in 1976 with another piece on the B-side called Bird of Passage. We'll hear next from Alvin Lussier, a piece called Ever Present. This is process music for flute, saxophone, piano, and slow sweep pure wave oscillator. So that's the wave oscillator is one of Lussier's favorite instruments. He uses oscillators on a lot of pieces. He's not particularly high tech in his processes, but his music is very challenging, and the decibel ensemble are up to it. All three members here perform on the software side of it, and Cat Hope is on flute, Lindsay Vickery is on piano, and Stuart James, Lindsay Vickery is on saxophone, Stuart James is on piano, and this is an Australian group, music recorded at the Music Auditorium of the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts at Perth. This is a 2002 composition released on a CD called Still and Moving Lines on Pogus Productions. It's also downloadable. I've linked to I think the Bandcamp page for it on martiangardens.blog. This runs about 17 minutes. Alvin Lucier, Ever Present.
Thank you.
That was the decibel. That was the Decibel Ensemble's recording of Alvin Lucier's Ever Present, music released on a CD called Still and Moving Lines on Pogus Productions in 2014. And that was realized with the directed flute, saxophone, piano, and slow sweep pure wave oscillator. Max Music Software, recorded by the Australian Decibel Ensemble, which is Cat Hope, that's her name, Cat Hope on flute, saxophone by Lindsay Vickery, and a piano by Stuart James, and that was recorded in Perth, the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. And it's a 2002 composition from Alvin Lucier, who's still around, though getting up there in years. He was born in Nashua, New Hampshire in 1931. Bit of trivia, the mayor of Nashua, New Hampshire in 1931 was also named Alvin Lucier. The mayor was Lucier's namesake because there's just so many Lucier's from the Francophone Canada, which is where a lot of New Hampshire French Canadians came from. But I'm going off on a tangent here. I haven't got time. Philip Corner we'll hear Philip Corner next. A piece called Pulse Polyphony, and it'll end our program. Martian Gardens, episode 994, hour 3. And that's a martiangardens.blog. This Philip Corner piece comes from a live recording at The Kitchen in New York City in 1974. And it's instrumentation described as string piano to bell tree. And there are some photos here in the CD, which was released on Aga Margen label in 2002. Performance art music from Philip Corner, performed by Brian Dallow, Carol Weber, and Daniel Good, again at The Kitchen. This was from 1974, Philip Corner, Pulse Polyphony.